You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The chance to include the legalization of adult recreational marijuana in the state budget is fading now that Governor Andrew Cuomo seems to be backing away from the proposal. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Legislative leaders have already said it might be better to create a plan for adult use of recreational cannabis outside the time pressures of the state budget, which is due at the end of the month. There are still many unanswered questions about who would be permitted to grow marijuana, distribute it, and sell it. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says his house wants a portion of the revenue from the sales to go to a fund. It would help communities most adversely impacted by prohibition of the drug. He says he also wants to review past convictions for minor-level marijuana possession offenses and, in some cases, expunge the criminal records of some offenders.
People who have been caught up in the criminal justice system have been denied housing, denied job opportunities. Mechanisms that reverse that have to be dealt with first.
Governor Cuomo says it now seems likely that legalizing cannabis won't be part of the budget, but he argues that it's easier politically for what he calls a somewhat controversial issue to combine in the spending package with other policy issues.
When it's not done in the budget, then it is, in my opinion, harder to do as a standalone bill because it's now just marijuana with a capital M.
Meanwhile, opponents of legal marijuana have been busy organizing.
I'd like to introduce Sheriff Craig DuMond from Delaware County.
Groups, including the State Sheriff's Association and the Medical Society, gathered outside the Senate chambers to voice their concerns.
Good afternoon.
John Coppola, the executive director of the New York Association of Alcohol and Substance Abuse Providers, says while the rate of addiction to cannabis is lower than many other drugs, it's estimated that 7% of all adults who use marijuana will develop a substance use disorder, and 16% of teenagers and young adults will do so.
Ahead of the consideration of legalizing, we should absolutely have in place, how are we going to address the substance use disorder needs of adults, the 7%, and the 16% of young people? There is no plan in place.
Kyle Bella-Kapitsky with the New York State PTA worries that legalization will increase the use of the drug among children. She says many of the edible forms of cannabis sold in other states don't seem very adult-oriented.
In Colorado and Washington, their number one sellers are gummy bears and lollipops. My 9-year-old likes gummy bears and lollipops. I don't.
The State Association of Counties is also asking lawmakers to slow down the process. Two of the state's largest counties, Nassau and Suffolk on Long Island, say they will opt out of any legalization program and would ban marijuana stores. Bella Kapitsky with the PTA says opponents are far from certain, though, that the measure is dead for now and will stay out of the budget. She says with 10 days left until the deadline, anything can happen.
I've seen lots of things rise from the dead in this building, so it's time that we're going to continue to push this issue.
Just before the legislature adjourned for the week, Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders held a closed-door meeting to talk about the budget. Afterwards, Speaker Hastie said that discussions on legalizing marijuana as part of the spending plan are continuing. Nothing is off the table, he said. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.